You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
The argument from verses 1 through 10 of Hebrews chapter 7 now arrive at their true goal, where we see the reason of bringing Melchizedek in. The author wants to show the superiority of Christ to Levitical priesthood. The two priesthoods are distinguished and contrasted along two lines. Levitical priesthood, which was based on legal requirements and genealogical descent, versus the priesthood we see in Melchizedek, which is not received by genealogy of human descent. Like Melchizedek, Christ's priesthood is eternal. Christ's priesthood is based on the power of indestructible life, the power of the risen Christ, rather than in legal requirement. The Levitical priesthood was unable to make anything perfect, and the Levites had to offer regular sacrifices for themselves and for the people. Whereas Christ's priesthood cleanses us and allows us to draw near to God and worship. Christ died once for all as the perfect sacrifice. Jesus' death and resurrection makes him, as Hebrews 7:22 says, the guarantor of a better covenant. Jesus is the mediator. He doesn't need any guarantor, because through his perfect sacrifice on the cross, all of us now have a new covenant with God. A covenant based on God's love and the perfect sacrifice of Jesus. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 7, verses 26 to 28. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 26 to 28. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests. But the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The author here is bringing together two different things prescribed in the law and melding them into one. Daily sacrifice, which the priests had to offer, and the annual sacrifice on the Day of Atonement, which the high priest offered. Jesus fulfills both. In our prayer times today, are we thanking Jesus for his sacrifice for us once for all? What do we want to bring with confidence to the throne of grace?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.